The day before our summer vacation, I rushed to the store to find a swimsuit that fits. Pulling out my toenails sounded more enjoyable. Grabbing every reasonable suit that looked my size, I headed into the dressing room, took a deep breath, and stared at my Bounty. Is it hot in here? No matter. I was sweating. As I struggled, yanked, and tugged suits on and off, I heard defeated sighs and moans echo in the stalls around me. Fellow shoppers struggled too. Could it be that most women hate wearing swimsuits? If this is true, why am I tempted to believe this seasonal struggle is about how my body looks? It's as predictable as the smoke alarm beeping for batteries at 2 a.m. Every spring, a siren sounds, beckoning women to get it together because summer is coming. It's not an invitation, but a threat, a warning that you will not enjoy your summer unless you do something to fix your body. Vacations, trips to the lake or pool, they'll all be spoiled. The pressure is palpable. Change or miss out. But what does God say about our bodies? Do we really have to toil through the warmest months of the year, never feeling like our bodies look good enough to cool in the pool? I have great news. It's possible to enjoy the summer, even if you never meet your hashtag body goals. You can freely enjoy the season without comparing yourself to every other woman you see. You don't have to wait to enjoy summer someday when you've lost weight or toned the parts. You're free to enjoy summer now. The secret isn't in attaining culture's version of bodily perfection. It's in changing our beliefs. Underneath our desire for body transformation lies a more profound longing. We want unconditional love, acceptance, and confidence that God put us on earth for a purpose. No matter what culture teaches, love is not about how we look in Lycra. Likewise, no size or shape will guarantee you feel good in a swimsuit. Only Jesus promises we're already loved, accepted, and deemed worthy through him. He calls you his own. Made in God's image, we have value beyond compare, no matter how we fill out a tankini. Today, we'll look at scriptures reminding us of God's great love, intentionality, and design for our bodies.